Earth, sky.
In late 2011, the number of people on Earth is expected to reach 7 billion. Earth Sky spoke with journalist and author Andrew Refkin, who writes the Dot Earth blog for the New York Times, about the significance of this population milestone.
Really, it's kind of the best of times and the worst of times at the same time. The overarching trajectories for human affairs right now are, despite the recent turbulence, pretty good. There's fewer children dying prematurely of avoidable disease. There's longer lifespans. There's a reasonable amount of biodiversity still left to lose, which, you know, is both good and bad.
As a writer focused on Earth, Refkin said the human species is brushing up against the limits of what the Earth can sustain. But in spite of this, he's hopeful.
A new way of thinking is required. That the old messages of woe is me and shame on you are just so 20th century. They're not a good fit for the issues we face now. So I have a very optimistic sense of at least the chance of a fairly smooth ride past this mid-century peak that we're facing. And the question we have to examine, which comes first, peak everything or peak us? In other words, can we kind of manage our way through a soft landing, a soft transition to a new relationship with the planet, or are we going to have that change in our trajectory imposed upon us by limits?
More with Andrew Refkin at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.